it's nice to see you all here. Are you all right? Yeah? All look happy, smiley faces? Very good. Right now, what I want to know is, do you like getting presents? Do you? Hands up if you like getting presents. I do. Do you like getting presents? Or what about, do you like having sweets? Mm, I know you like that. Do you like having your dinner? Yeah? Oh, I'm glad you like all those things. But if you're given your present, or if you're given a treat, or if you're given some lovely dinner, what do your grown-ups like you to say? Thank you. That's really important, isn't it? To say thank you. Now, we can all use our mouths really nicely and say thank you. Can you show me how you can say it? Thank you. Well done. Do you know, people who can't hear very well and they can't talk very well, do you know, they've got something and they can say thank you. They do this. Thank you. Can you do that? Put your hand on your chin and you go like that and that's saying thank you. That's it. Well done. Do you know what? Your grown-ups like to hear you say thank you. Your teachers at school like to hear you say thank you. Other boys and girls like to hear you say thank you if you give them something. But, shall I tell you somebody else who likes to hear you say thank you? I wonder if you can guess. Who else likes to hear you say thank you? Yes, that's right. You're right. God likes to hear you say thank you. God, it's really important for us to say thank you to God because God has given us so much, hasn't he? Can you think of something that God has given us? Ooh. Something that, Matthew, I'm sure you can think of something. God has given us Jesus. That's the most important thing, isn't it? What else has God given us that we can say thank you for? Yeah? Yeah? What about, what do you eat at lunchtime?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. What about our food? We can say thank you to God for our food. What about what you got outside? What in the sun? What if you go to the seaside? What can you play in? In the water. We can say thank you to God for our water. What did you say, Leah? Flowers. Yes. Hasn't God given us a lot? We can say thank you to God for all these lovely things. And He's given us our health and our strength, hasn't He? Wow, what lots that God has given us. Well, shall I tell you what? There's some people who forget to say thank you to God. And that's really sad, isn't it? Very, very sad when we don't say thank you to God. Very sad when we don't say thank you to our grown-ups and other people. But it's even worse when we don't say thank you to God, isn't it? Well, shall I tell you what? One day, Jesus was living on this earth, he went to a town. And there were lots of people living there. I'm going to ask Matthew for his help now. Because Ruth has been really kind and made these people for me. Yesterday she was very busy making these people. Because I'm not very good at doing this. Now I've got them all tangled up. So I knew that this was going to happen. Right, here, Matthew. I need your help. And there we are. If you can hold those very carefully. Place the children with them. So we've got the other side facing. That's it. Technical hitch. Right now, I wonder if you can. Right now, can we count how many people there were? Ready? All count with me. One. They're looking really, really sad. Can I see some really sad faces? Oh, look at those lovely sad faces. Oh, well, these people were really sad. Shall I tell you why they were really sad? They were ill. They got something wrong with them. Do you know what? They couldn't live at home. They had to go and live all together. They couldn't live with their mummies and daddies, they couldn't live with their wives, they couldn't live with their children, because they had an illness called leprosy. And you know, they had white bits all over them, and boils, and they couldn't feel their fingers. If they pricked their fingers or touched something hot, they couldn't feel it. They couldn't feel their toes. These poor people. And you know what they had to do? They had to have a bell. And they'd go around saying, "Unclean, unclean. You mustn't get near me. I'm unclean." Wasn't that sad? Do you think they were happy? No. Well, they heard that Jesus was coming to their town. And they had heard that Jesus could do some wonderful things because Jesus is God's Son. Can anyone tell me something that Jesus can do? Some of the things that Jesus, some of the people that Jesus made better, what type of things could Jesus make, could he make better? If people couldn't walk, he could make them walk, couldn't he? If they couldn't see, Jesus could make them see. If they couldn't hear, Jesus could make them hear. Because Jesus is, whose son, Leah? Jesus is God's son, isn't he? Jesus is God's son, and he couldn't make people. So these men, they heard that Jesus was coming, and poor Matthew done a bit of a job with them, and he heard that Jesus was coming, and they said, if we can get to Jesus, sure Jesus might be able to make us better. So they called out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus looked at them, and he saw their poor skin. He saw how sad they were looking. And do you know what Jesus said? Jesus didn't touch them. Jesus just said, "Go to the priest." Well, so they started walking. See, they're walking. And they started walking along to see the priest. And as they were going, they thought, "Oh, I can feel my toes. Oh, I can feel my fingers. Oh, look, look, you haven't got any white spots on you anymore. Oh, look, you're looking much better." And do you know what? They all started looking at themselves. "Do you know what? I've been made better." And so they hurried up to see the priest. But one of them, oh, there we are, let's look. Now Matthew's made them all look. They're all looking very happy. They're looking happy now, aren't they? Thank you, Matthew, for doing that. And they're looking very happy. And nine of them ran off to see the priest. But one of them turned out and went all the way back to see Jesus. He was so happy. And in a loud voice, he said to God, Jesus, he fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I've been made better." And Jesus said, "Weren't there 10 people made better? And there 10 people made better? When there's 10 people made better, but there's only one person who's come back to say thank you." Didn't that make Jesus sad? I think so. Do you know what? I know somebody who went to a party once, and they went to a party and had a really good time with all the other people there, but only one person said thank you to the person who organised it. And the person who did the party said, "There were lots of people at the party, but you're the only person who said thank you." And that made that person sad. Although they were pleased that person said thank you, they were very sad that no one else said thank you. And Jesus must have felt very sad. He had healed how many people? 10 people, and there was only one person who came back and said thank you. Well, Jesus said to that man, "Not only are you healed from your leprosy, but because you've got faith in me, because you love me, inside you've been made better from your sins." So we've got to remember that we've got to say, remember to say thank you to our mummies, for things that we're given, for things that they do for us, for our mummies and daddies, for our grown-ups and our friends. But we must also remember to say thank you to God for everything he's given to us. And we must also say thank you to God for sending us baby Jesus. Because baby Jesus grew up to be a man, and then Jesus died on the cross for the naughty things that we do. And if we trust Jesus and ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins, we can go and live with him in heaven. Isn't that lovely? But we must remember to say thank you to Jesus.